What's happening, man? It's your boy 9/11, and you tuned in to ABG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So this one right here for Cowboy Nation, man. Big rivalry game this week. Got a Division 4, Philadelphia Eagles. And it's always, you know, bad blood with Philly. You know how they did us with Michael Irvin, the situation he got hurt and stuff like that. And it's just every year, that's one of the games on the calendar. Everybody wait to see a lot of shit talking, you know, a lot of back and forth between the fan bases. But this year, the stakes are a little higher because Philly is the consensus favorite to be one of the teams to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I myself personally don't think they're there yet, but they do have a solid squad. I'm not a fool. I'm not one of them fans that try to bash another team just because I don't like them and don't keep it real. Philadelphia looks good. Jalen Hurts looks like he's taking that next step. I mean, he's doing what he's asked to do. A lot of RPOs, using his athleticism, getting out the pocket, making plays, extending the play, making plays outside the pocket. So, I mean, I had questions about the young man coming out of college. I wasn't really sold on Jalen Hurts. I knew he was a hell of an athlete, but I just didn't know how it would translate to the NFL. But he's looking good right now. With that being said, give me our defense, man. Like, it's been a long time since the Cowboys have had a defense that they can hang their hat on. This year in particular, it started last year. We saw glimpses and flashes of it because what they were building, we hadn't seen getting the turnovers at the rate that they were producing. We hadn't seen that in a while. So we saw glimpses and flashes of it last year. But this year, that defense is a force to be reckoned with. You got D-Law, Diggs, and then, man, that young lion, Michael Parsons. I mean, every time I do a podcast and I have to mention, I mean, what superlative can be said that hadn't already been said across the sports airways describing this young man? I'm truly glad he puts that star on his head and plays football. That kid has a bright future. And I just wish him an injury-free career or as close to it as he can possibly have so we can see his full potential. Now, on the other side of the ball, we do have Cooper Rush, still man in the ship. So I think Dak is projected to come back. He's been upgraded to questionable this week, but I don't think he's going to play. I think it'll be good to let Cooper go ahead and finish out this run. The team's gelling right now. They seem to be behind him, rallying behind him, supporting him. He's doing what he got to do, making timely throws, leaning on the defense, not putting us in a bad situation. So, shout out to Cooper Rush. But I do want to say this. Despite all the noise, despite what sports media is trying to stir up and say, oh, they should, you know, flip the switch to Cooper and Nick. Look, let's stop that, man. Let's stop. Dak was the leader of the highest scoring offense in the league. Do people forget that? His boy was hanging up 30-something points a game. Clearly a better athlete. Clearly you have more of the playbook to your disposal when he's at the helm. So, I mean, it sounds good, and I know part of the reason why, you know, Cooper Rush seems to be getting kind of pushed to the forefront, probably a little faster than most backup quarterbacks in other situations. So I'm not naive to that, but I do know that if Dak comes back and is the Dak that we know, and he can give this defense 30 points a game, not only do I like the way we'll gel for the rest of the season, but I can see us making a deep playoff run. We've never had the combination of both offense and defense clicking at the same time. It's been an oxymoron in Cowboy Nation. But this year, we finally have the potential to have that. And I say we capitalize while the iron is hot. We got to strike. Zeke, I know everybody want to push him out the door and get Pollard more touches. Pollard deserves more touches. But as you see in pass protection, he's still a liability. And we need Zeke back there for those type of situations. But as far as explosive plays, there's no denying that TP is that dude. The wide receiver core is looking better than I expected. I still, like, I know people see the highlight plays with Gallup and the amazing catches, and kid's a hell of an athlete, man. I love Lamb, I should say, my bad. But Lamb, they see the highlight catches, and you know he doing his thing with that, but I still need to see more of just the routine catches. Just the move the chain catches. Not the top 10 plays. Just the plays where you move the chains, keep the drive going when the ball is hitting you in the hand. I need to see a little bit more consistency with that. The O-line has been a pleasant surprise. We had a lot of questions about that going into the season. I think those guys have band together and filled in the gaps, and they've answered that question. So I applaud the O-line for that. Coaching. That was one of my main concerns. Situational football. Coaching. How we would gel together with Mike McCarthy this year. And I wasn't the biggest Mike fan, but I give credit where it's due. You're doing a good job, coach. You're doing a good job. Still, you know, a lot to be seen. We got to get into these playoffs. We got to get further than one game this year. All this is for naught if we don't move past the first round. Like, Cowboy Nation has been deprived of the playoffs long enough. So that's why when people ask me at the beginning of a season, hey, what y'all gonna do? What you think about your boys? And I would tell them, look, we've lost with teams with Super Bowl aspirations. We've lost with mediocre teams. We've lost with bad. Cowboys have lost every way imaginable that you could possibly lose. So I tell everybody all the time, I'm just like you, hey, we'll see. But everybody knows. Nobody moves the needle on talk shows, work banter, walk water cooler talk, break room talk, like the Cowboys. Everybody hates the Cowboys, but they're on the tip of everybody's tongue. Nobody gave us a shot against the Rams. Man, the Rams ain't had no line. So you didn't know that when you was predicting the Rams to win before that? Aaron Donald gone. So the Cowboys always figure out a way, especially when they're counted out, to show up and show out. It's the games where they're expected to win, where sometimes they fall short. Well, a lot of times they've fallen short over the years. And so hopefully we got that corrected, we got that rectified, and we're moving on this year with a positive attitude. We got to keep marching. Week 4 going into week 5. It's a big litmus test for us. Philly is considered the standard, especially of the NFC East. So I'm very interested to see how my boys match up with Jalen Hurts' athleticism. How we're going to spy, how we're going to contain him. He has weapons on the outside, so how we're going to keep all that bottled up. They got a nice run game. It's a lot of different variables going into this game that I think the Cowboys should be able to answer some questions, some of the naysayers, and prove people wrong. I'm not discrediting Philly. I know it's a big game. I know they got a solid team. But I don't think they face nothing like the Cowboys yet. I've actually think we've had a harder first part of the season than they have as far as the games that we've played, and I can't go down the list right now and tell you everybody that's Phillies played, but I do know I don't think they've faced the level of competition Dallas has. So with that being said, let's get ready to toss this pigskin up. Let's get ready to go hunting out there in Philly. Michael Parsons. Let's go introduce yourself to Hurts, D-Law, Ty Diggs. Let's get ready to run one back. Pick 6. Lamb, need you to ball out. I need you to handle your business this week. I need y'all to stand up, represent Cowboy Nation, and let everybody know this ain't your same old Cowboy. We square business this year. So we just wanted to tap in, you know, before the game, a little pep rally, so to speak. Philly, we see you. We respect what you're doing. Are we scared of you? Hell nah. Like Big Mike said, we nobody's underdog. So let's get ready to go into Philly, man. Go into Lincoln and come back out of there. Gotta walk out that link basket with a W. As always, man, always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.